Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, July 14th, 2013, speaking to fans at a show in Quebec, Stevie Wonder vows that he would never again perform in Florida or any of the other 22 states that carry the controversial Stand Your Ground law. Following the acquittal of Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman, the man who shot teenager Trayvon Martin. On this day in 1989, Tom Jones loses a paternity suit and is ordered to pay $200 a week in child support to 27-year-old Catherine Berkeley of New York. The judge in the case was Judge Judy Seinlin, who was still serving in her 15-year tenure as a New York family court judge before appearing in Court TV's Judge Judy. On this day in 1980, Alan Klein, the man who had managed both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, begins a 2-month jail sentence for falsifying income tax documents. On this day in 1973, an Everly Brothers concert at Knott's Berry Farm is the last that the duo will perform for nearly 10 years. The show was stopped by entertainment director Bill Hollingshead because he felt Don was giving a poor performance. Phil smashed his guitar and walked off the stage, leaving Don to perform the third set by himself. The pair announced their breakup on the spot, but they would reunite 10 years later. On this day in 1967, only 4 days after its release, the single Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees is certified gold. The song was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King. Although some critics doubted it at the time, Michael Nesmith played the flashy guitar instrumental at the beginning of the song. Also, on this day in 1967, The Who begin their first full-scale U.S. tour as the opening act for Herman's Hermits. And on this day, July 14, 1956, Pat Boone tops the charts. Over the years, nearly 50 other artists have recorded the song. What's the song, and who is the original recording artist? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, July 14th, 1956, Pat Boone is number one on the charts with a song that nearly 50 other recording artists have also recorded. That song is I Almost Lost My Mind. Here's the man who wrote it and first recorded it. Here is Ivory Joe Hunter.
When I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. When I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. My head is in a spin. Where can my baby be? she said what she said. Well, I can tell you people, the news was not so good. Well, I can tell you people, the news was not so good. She said your baby has quit you. This time she's gone for good.